Leadership, America's Missing Ingredient, The Potential by Thomas N. Wheatley, and The Privilege by Tommy Franks. The Potential. When it comes to forging leaders, America has more than earned its stripes. Dating back to the beginning of our nation, Americans from all walks of life have consistently demonstrated their ability to provide leadership in the midst of national hardship. Brought into an unforgiving world, hardened by the realities of a young democracy and emboldened by boundless possibility, it was America where the strongest of humanity stood tall in the face of adversity and assumed the helm of liberty with fierce determination. As a result, Americans, despite each possessing unique views about the world, shared a unity of purpose. Even in the presence of sharp political fray, those who served at the pleasure of the people embraced their roles as leaders of a free society and pursued with determination avenues they believed would create a better United States. Such skillful leadership is a far cry from the leadership deficit we face today. There has been, quite undeniably, a declivity in U.S. leadership. Any long-serving public official will note a disheartening polarity that did not characterize past generations of public servants. Such division among a nation and its people, a telltale sign of a leadership shortage, is increasingly the norm rather than the exception. Despite this shortfall, I believe we are still a nation where unparalleled leadership can thrive. While our leadership deficit is indeed concerning, it takes only a persistent application of basic leadership principles to change trajectory. Indeed, the greatest of U.S. leadership is still on the horizon, but we have to choose it. My co-author, General Tommy Franks, speaks of what he calls the four stars of leadership: character, communication, common vision, and caring. These central principles of leadership offer a roadmap to success for aspiring leaders. Moreover, his principles of leadership are why I remain hopeful, because even in these trying times, I continue to find myself in the company of those who follow them. In my fellow law students, I observe an unyielding resolve and passion to unearth just solutions to our country's most pressing concerns. In my brothers and sisters in arms, I see the perseverance, courage, and empathy that empowers them to confront, expose, and ultimately defeat the darkest parts of humankind. In my family, friends, and neighbors, I see the compassion and resilience that enables a community to heal after tragedy. In the midst of fear and uncertainty, I see people who uphold integrity and embody the virtues of altruistic service. They are people with a brighter vision of the future and the passion to make that vision a reality. And it is these people whom I call to national leadership. Throughout my life, I have had the opportunity to see fellow Americans, each with his or her own unique story and background, selflessly agree to shoulder the mantle of leadership and bravely cast aside the ease and comfort of apathetic indifference in exchange for a life of service and sacrifice. We are a population brimming with leadership potential, and right now we desperately need to unlock that potential. The time has come for an American leader who upholds the values vital to successful leadership, an underlying veneration for honor and integrity, a burning instinct to protect the principles of freedom, a firm derision for selfish personal gain, and a persistent resolve to overcome the challenges of our time. The American people crave these attributes in their leaders, the basic tenets of leadership that can breathe life back into American unity and optimism. The Privilege by Tommy Franks. I have been remarkably blessed in my life. I have been able to serve the country I love and fortunate to work with the most humble and noble of professionals. Seeing every day how they labored to ensure the safety of America deepened my own love and commitment to my country. For these extraordinary opportunities, I am profoundly grateful to the American people. My respect for those who serve compels me to be a voice among the growing chorus calling for change. We need a leader. One of the most memorable aspects of my career was the selfless leadership I witnessed every day, extending back to my days as a young junior enlisted soldier. I was always filled with pride witnessing the fierce commitment to mission and concern for fellow soldiers demonstrated by leaders hailing from all parts of the United States. These men and women, these warriors, these leaders, these Americans, lived by a code of honor never to be stained by a desire for personal or material gain. Their focus was on how to be the best leader they could be. When circumstances called for sacrifice, they sacrificed. When tragedy arose, they gave their soldiers the strength to move forward. As all who have served know, the relationship between soldiers and their leaders is promised on a strong foundation of trust, a trust so profound that even the possibility of death cannot sever it. It is through this relationship that I came to understand the four stars of leadership: character, communication, common vision, and caring. Character is the totality of qualities distinctive to an individual employed to carry out his or her values, ethics, and morals. Communication in leadership is any act by which information is exchanged between people to focus them on the objective. Vision is the ability to see beyond the present reality to where you want to end up and how to get there. When a team of people rally around a common vision, it can be a powerful movement. Finally, great leaders are those who can truly care. They are willing to act on behalf of and in the best interests of another person, group, team, government, or cause. Currently, many at the highest level of our government have forgotten these basic tenets of leadership, as well as the enormous privilege entrusted to them by the American people. With these core principles of leadership lacking, it is no coincidence that America is in the midst of a leadership crisis. Americans do not believe their government is willing and or able to address the policy matters of our time, and such distrust has been consistently validated through a string of leadership failures. We live in a world that is ever-changing. Information and ideas have never been exchanged at such a rapid rate. The threats we face are dynamic and encompass all aspects of life, and the challenges for the next generation of Americans are formidable. The United States must be ready to meet these challenges head-on, and strong leadership is crucial to providing the unity of purpose, guidance, and direction necessary to tackle such challenges. The consequences of poor leadership are devastating. We stand at the precipice, and the time is upon us to find the kind of strong leadership I witnessed over the course of my military career. I proudly support and join my young co-author's call for renewed and enlightened national leadership. Our leaders must recognize the privilege of service and serve the American people accordingly.